Well, at the inquest into Melbourne's 2017 Bourke Street tragedy, a detective has denied that police bungling was behind James Gargasoulis being freed on bail. Just days later, he killed six people and injured 27 when he hit them with a car in the CBD. He's now serving a jail sentence of at least 46 years. Samantha Donovan has been at the inquest today and joins me now. Sam, why was Gargasoulis granted bail?
Well, this is a point of contention at the inquest, Caro. There's no written record of what actually happened in an out-of-sessions bail hearing on January the 14th, 2017, so just 6 days before the attack. Detective Senior Sergeant Murray Gentner is adamant that he was charging Gargasoulis with a number of offences and wanted him remanded. He'd interviewed Gargasoulis that day and he gave evidence that the offender had admitted to a number of offences, including driving offences. And Detective Gentner told the inquest that he and his colleagues were certain that there was no chance that he'd get bail. But they were wrong. The bail justice did release him on bail. The inquest will be hearing from that bail justice, and his evidence will be that the detective told him that he wasn't in a position to charge Gargasoulis formally. He will say that the police case was rushed and unprepared. And he'll also give evidence that he wasn't given any information about Gargasoulis's criminal history and outstanding warrants. But Detective Gentner has denied that today. He's told the inquest that while he hadn't had time to type up and print and serve the charges on Gargasoulis, he'd told the justice that he was in the process of doing that and that the offender needed advocacy and treatment for mental health and drug issues. Counsel assisting the coroner, Stephen O'Mara QC, asked Detective Gentner if he knew that if a bail justice granted bail, police could appeal it. The detective said he didn't. So, Caroline, just 6 days before the Bourke Street attack, Gargasoulis is granted bail, and that marks the beginning of another of his crime sprees where, for example, he assaults his mother's partner with a burning Bible, steals his car, and early on the day of the Bourke Street crimes nearly kills his brother by stabbing him.
Sam, the detective that you speak of also pursued Gargasoulis on the day of the tragedy. What's he had to say about why police weren't able to stop him before he got to Bourke Street?
Well, he was quizzed about police policies and training for pursuits today, Caro, and he was asked, for example, why police don't just or didn't just shoot at Gargasoulis's car tyres to get him to stop when it became clear he was a threat to the public. But Detective Gentner gave evidence that police aren't trained to shoot at cars. They're told not to do that because success would just be a matter of pure luck with just one bullet and there's such a huge risk involved, and that the preferred approach is either to follow the car until it runs out of petrol or deploy what are called stop sticks, which is a strip or block with spikes on it which can be thrown over a road to deflate a suspect's tyres. But he gave evidence it's hard to use those when there are a lot of cars around, like in the city, and it generally takes a bit of planning. So the inquest essentially heard that Victoria Police take a more cautious approach these days in pursuits to avoid endangering the public. This afternoon, video taken of Gargasoulis's driving and the route he took in the hour or so before the rampage was played at the inquest, and we could see Detective Gentner's car following the offender through Melbourne's western suburbs. But the video shows, and Detective Gentner confirmed to the inquest, that just minutes before Gargasoulis reaches Flinders Street in the CBD, he and the other police officers in the car decided to call off following Gargasoulis because they believed he wasn't going to pull over. They decided to go back to the station and come up with a new approach. But almost immediately, the call comes over the police radio that Gargasoulis is doing donuts outside Flinders Street Station and posing a risk to pedestrians. So the lights and sirens go on and they catch up with the offender and follow him up Swanston Street to Bourke Street where, as we know, Caro, the carnage begins.
Yeah. Appreciate the update. That's Samantha Donovan there in Melbourne.